Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We're talking about test to stay in schools. Michael Cornell is joining us, president of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association. Michael, you've written a letter to Governor Hochul that's been signed by dozens of superintendents calling on the state to implement a statewide test to stay program. Is this because Erie County can't handle it?
Well, good morning to you both. You know, I don't know that it's fair to say Erie County can't handle it. I think that it's a pretty significant undertaking for any county health department to implement a test-to-stay strategy. It's a little frustrating, frankly. So the New York State Council of School Superintendents, I have a leadership role in that group. We were talking to the New York State Department of Health about implementing test-to-stay in August. We brought the test to stay to the attention of the Erie County Department of Health and said, let's try to do something with test and stay in September. And here we are on November 30th, talking about a pilot that's going to start on December 6th, with the hopes that the Erie County Department of Health determines that there's efficacy to it so we can do it in January. So, you know, better late than never. I get it. But for goodness sakes, you know, this is a reaction, you know, to a rise in rates when we wanted to be out in front of it. And it really is not the hallmark of a thoughtful strategy in terms of how we deal with COVID in schools. So, you know, the state should have been in early like other states were. They weren't. And it's going to take a significant ramping up of investment in material and technical support in order for us to get this up and running so that it works. Because I'll tell you what doesn't work: mass quarantine of healthy kids. That doesn't work for the kids academically, socially, emotionally, nutritionally, physically. It doesn't work for families economically. So mass quarantine of healthy kids doesn't work. Test and stay should work in Erie County because it works around the country. And if it doesn't, then we're all ears in terms of what's next. What's the next great idea? Because, you know, keeping healthy kids out of school for no reason is not a plan.
You know, we've heard from Brian Graham, the superintendent over at Grand Island, who is going to be the school involved in this pilot program. And he said about 98% of students who were forced into quarantine were healthy and could have been in school the entire time that they were quarantined. So we know that we're keeping healthy kids out of school, and I believe you've kind of shared that your estimates are a similar range, kind of expanded upon throughout Erie County. And we've said for months and months now, or we've listened to people say, how important it is for kids to be in school, yet why do you think we don't see urgency to get this test-to-stay operation going up in the size that it needs to in order to prevent healthy kids from being outside of school?
I think that's an excellent question for Governor Hochul. I think that's an excellent question for the incoming commissioner of the New York State Department of Health. I can't for the life of me figure out why there isn't a greater sense of urgency. You know, because 98% is an important number for people to remember for two reasons. A, 98%, that's the percentage of the kids who we quarantine who are healthy and well and who should otherwise be in school. 98% also represents the proportion of the burden of contact tracing, quarantining, notification, and case investigation that falls on school administrators and school nurses. We do almost all of it. And it is exhausting for school principals who are, you know, substituting in classes when we're short subs, who spend an enormous amount of time doing the tasks associated with this mass quarantine. It falls to us almost exclusively. So it's just not a sustainable endeavor. And there's not a whole lot of efficacy to it. But we do it, and we're trying to find a way around it so that these kids can at least be in school rather than just identifying kids who have to be out for 10 days. We can identify kids who can participate in Test to Stay. At least there would be some, some use to it.
Because the schools are doing so much now with this, what additionally would it take to bring a Test to Stay program to a district?
Oh, on top of all that we do now, all of the public health functions that we perform in schools now, on top of it, we'd have to administer the test and put the data into the existing countywide reporting system. And then the county has added an additional data reporting requirement on school districts. So we'd have to do all of that. The county would provide the tests and train our staff. So we've been willing to put skin in the game and roll up our sleeves and do the work since the beginning. We'll continue to do that. Is it ideal? No. But, we don't get ideal. We just have to do the work we have to do because we care deeply about having kids who are healthy and well in school.
Michael, we have kind of established you've been talking about Test to Stay since well before the school year, many months now. It's certainly ramped up in the months that we've seen a lot of healthy kids all across Western New York have to quarantine. Now we're doing a pilot program, and then we're going to see if that works. And I'm not sure what the length of that is, for how long it takes to see if it works in the eyes of the health department. And then we go on. What is your, confidence level that you can have Test to Stay by the time the school year is wrapped up?
I don't make predictions, as you know. If the state is going to really invest and jump in and help materially, that I think if it can work in Massachusetts, it should work just fine in New York. The thing that I'm also interested in is what does the future of school in a post-crisis COVID world look like, where it's not pandemic but endemic? That's, I think, we're piloting something today that we should have done in August. That's great. We're going to do it. Brian Graham is a grade A school superintendent. Grand Island schools have great staff and great families. They'll make it work. And we should be able to scale that up and make it work across Erie County. And the state should invest so it can work equitably and with coherence across the state. But the thing that I hear from school leaders and from parents is what type of what less disruptive, more developmentally appropriate, developmentally sustainable school-based mitigations with clear goals are we going to have in place going forward? Mask quarantines and mask mandates are not developmentally sustainable. They're reactions to a set of circumstances, not a plan. So, what is the plan that public health officials have in mind? What do they envision for an endemic COVID world rather than a pandemic COVID world? And what are the goals of that plan? And I think that's what we need to start looking at going forward instead of chasing our tails when rates go up.
Great question for a new reality, too. Hey, Michael, thanks for the time this morning.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too. Michael Cornell, president of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.